much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late. Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds returning home after a six-game road trip against the Fredericksburg Nationals, playing for the first and only time this year on a Monday, and for special reason, it's July 4th, it's Independence Day, and that means we've got Shorebirds baseball to bring you. Delmarva opening up a series against the Salem Red Sox. Shorebirds coming in now 1-8 here in the second half, 22-52 overall, the worst record in the minor leagues. Salem coming in at 5-4 here in the second half, 40-35 overall. Shorebirds just got swept for the first time in the six-game series era last week against Fredericksburg. A couple of close games against the Fred Nats, but quite a few of them were blown open late, and the Shorebirds could never find a way to finally get over that final hurdle, which proved to be a seventh inning that was continuously the Shorebirds' nightmare day in, day out last week. Back on Sunday, it was a 10-2 loss for the Shorebirds. They led, actually, 2-1 going into the seventh inning. Fred Nats, though, put up three in the bottom of the seventh on two home runs, a two-run homer for Andrea Rios, and then a solo home run later in the inning from Viandel Pena. And then the Fred Nats busted it open in the sixth. Three-run homer for Viandel Pena. Leandro Emiliani had a solo homer. And when it was all said and done, Shorebirds were swept out of town by the Fred Nats, with Delmarva losing 10-2 back on Sunday. Some bright spots for the Shorebirds. Frederick Benkozme, another two-hit game for him. Freddie Base Knox, two RBI single in the first inning, providing the only runs of the game for the Shorebirds. They also stole a season-high five bases. Steven Acevedo and Luis Valdez each stealing two bases apiece, but it just wasn't enough, as the Shorebirds able to bust out nine hits, but just one extra base hit. Not enough to defeat the Fred Nats, who homered four times for the second time in the series. So the Shorebirds trying to turn the page here against Salem. Quick turnaround, played at 1:30 yesterday, playing here on first pitch time. Shorebirds will try to put that all in the past and snap what is a seven-game losing streak, which is actually tied for the longest losing streak that they've had here this season. Salem comes in. They just lost against Lynchburg yesterday, and it was an up-and-down series against the Hellcats for the Red Sox. They're 6-4 in their past 10 games. Red Sox, who have the Shorebirds actually to thank for missing out on a first-half division title. Salem actually needed Delmarva 2 weeks ago now to win just one of two games in a doubleheader against Lynchburg back here at Purdue Stadium for the Red Sox to win the first-half Northern Division title in the Carolina. Shorebirds got swept in that doubleheader, and Salem ended up in a tie with Lynchburg, with the Hellcats having the tiebreaker advantage. So the Hellcats won the first-half division crown. So Salem definitely a little peeved against the Shorebirds. Maybe they bring that into this one here for Game 1 of the series. Their starting pitching matchup here tonight, Shorebirds sending a new arm to the mound. It's Miguel Padilla making his low-A debut for the Shorebirds. He's matching up against Hunter Dobbins on the mound for the Red Sox. Dobbins, no record, a 3.57 ERA. Shorebirds saw him a couple of weeks ago. He threw pretty well against the Shorebirds. Four innings of one-run baseball against Delmarva. He's working his way back from Tommy John after being drafted last year out of Texas Tech. And expect him to go four or five innings today, depending on the pitch count once more. Padilla shouldn't have any restrictions. His last outing down the FCL, he went six innings. Padilla, another prospect that came to the Orioles system via a trade, this one back in 2020. Orioles sending Hector Velasquez, who they had claimed off of waivers from the Red Sox, traded him to Houston, and Padilla got sent back the other way as the player to be named later, a couple of months after the season ended. So Padilla, who had pretty strong numbers down in FCL here this season already, his numbers to begin this season, he was 2-1 with a 3.79 ERA in 19 innings, striking out 23 and walking just 5 across 19 frames. He'll start for the Shorebirds. Dylan Hyde will come on in tandem with him once Padilla's day is done. Hyde 0-2 with a 10.13 ERA. Just two outings for him thus far, though. 5 1/3 innings has allowed 6 runs and strikeouts. 11th round pick by the Orioles back in 2021. We'll go ahead, take a break, and talk about the roster composition right now of the Shorebirds, as they have had a little bit of movement. If you missed it back over the past week, some moves back on Sunday, some moves at the start of last week as well. So we'll talk about where the Shorebirds roster currently stands when we return here in a minute here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you, getting your set for the series opener for Independence Day. Shorebirds on a 7-game losing streak, trying to snap it against Salem, who has dominated the season series here this week. They've taken 5 out of 6 twice against Delmarva. Once here in Salisbury, once back in Salem, the most recent one taking place in Salem. They've played a couple of really tight, awesome games, but Shorebirds, more often than not, have fallen just a little bit short against the Red Sox here this season. Talked a little bit before the break about the Shorebirds' new roster here coming into today. A couple of new names in the lineup today. Obviously, the starting pitcher, Miguel Padilla, added to the roster yesterday. Steven Acevedo starting in center field today for the Shorebirds. He's back with the Shorebirds now after being promoted back from the FCL yesterday. He had about a week and a half stint with the Shorebirds. It was actually against the Red Sox about a month ago now when the Shorebirds were in Salem. So the Shorebirds have added him. Dylan Hyde, also another new name. You'll have seen him now about 2 weeks ago here against Lynchburg. Now back at home once more to pitch against the Salem Red Sox today. Anthony Servideo, added a couple weeks ago here. But the Shorebirds didn't play too much against Fredericksburg last week. Still dealing with the repercussions of his core muscle surgery. Just hard to feel right day in and day out. And hopefully he's getting there DHing today and batting 7th. Shorebirds trying to snap this 7-game losing streak with quite a few new faces up and down that roster. Now a 30-man full active roster with Moises Chassé having hit the IL a couple of weeks ago. Michael Desson also put on the IL last week. So the Shorebirds certainly down a few guys, but nonetheless, they have new faces and new places trying to make it work here today. We'll go ahead, take a break, and when we come back, we'll hit you with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. This is the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just 25 pieces after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Purdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Purdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Welcome back to the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Jelinek here with you. Time for those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for the Delmarva Shorebirds here against the Salem Red Sox today. Shorebirds line it up like this. Luis Valdez leads it off. Then Heston Kerstad in right. And Albert Romero at third. And Isaac DeLeon, the cleanup man, the first baseman. Frederick Van Cosman, Trenton Craig, Anthony Servideo batting seventh. Steven Acevedo in center with Creed Willems doing the catching batting ninth. For Miguel Padilla on the mound for the Shorebirds. Quickly for the Red Sox, the Birds taking the field. Ensign Paulino, Eduardo Lopez, Marcelo Meyer, Blaze Jordan, Tyler Miller, Roberto Mexicano, Carson Siemens bats seventh, and Daryl Bellin, Keir Meredith, and Hunter Dobbins on the mound. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with first pitch next here on the Shorebirds pregame show.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
A very happy Independence Day to you. Welcome to Purdue Stadium here in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Shorebirds opening up a six-game series here against the Salem Red Sox on Monday, July the 4th. Shorebirds decked down in their star-spangled jerseys. Great take on the Red Sox, hoping to snap a seven-game losing streak. Delmarva sending Miguel Padilla to the mound to make his single-A debut. Right-hander on the bump for the Shorebirds, warming up right now. And this is the defense that lines up behind him. It's Trenton Craig in left field. Steven Acevedo's in center. Heston Kerstad back in the lineup after a day off yesterday is in right field. Noelbert Romero's over at third. Frederick Ben-Cosme, man, Isaac De Leon at first base. And Creed Willems does the catching for Miguel Padilla on the mound. Padilla, like we said, making his single-A debut here today with the Shorebirds. Pitched so far this year down in the FCL, going 2-1 with a 3.79 ERA in 19 innings. Struck out 23, walking just 5. 20 years old out of Venezuela, 6'2", 180 pounds, although it looks like he might have added a little bit more height since that was listed. Traded from the Astros to the Orioles back in 2020 as the player to be named later in the Hector Velasquez deal. So obviously Mike Elias, the Orioles GM, very familiar with Padilla, plucking him from the DSL where he had been pitching with the Astros. And last year Padilla pitched with the FCL Orioles for the entire season and now gets to pitch with the Shorebirds here today. Edinson Paulino digs in to lead it off for the Red Sox. Left-handed batter gets going for Salem. So far in the season, Paulino hitting 248 in the first pitch of the game. This is just outside for ball one. We're underway at 6:37 here on Monday night, July the 4th. Padilla from the stretch with nobody on. Hands held high, the pitch to Paulino. It's a fastball up high at 88 for ball two. Padilla, going down to his landing spot, wiping at the dirt. Wants to make it just right for him. 2-0 on Paulino to begin the game. Here's the pitch. He swings and chops it foul in the box. 2-1. Paulino, 6 homers, 38 driven in. 23 doubles, top 5 in the Carolina League. You'll actually see quite a few Salem Red Sox, top 5 in the Carolina League in doubles. Paulino plays Jordan as well. 2-1. Fastball misses down and in for ball 3. Shorebirds in their 4th of July uniforms. Basically the back of the jersey looks just like the American flag. Stars and up in the top left, white, navy blue behind it, the 3-1. And Paulino takes down and in for ball 4. Padilla walks Paulino to begin the game. From the jersey for the Shorebirds, red and white with the stripes, stars on the top left of the chest as well. And then the 4th of July themed hats, navy blue all the way around except for the front is white. Long bird logo on it, stars behind it. Salem in their alternate just the front in that classic Red Sox font. First pitch to Eduardo Lopez. A little check swing. He went around. Strike one. Calling balls and strikes here today. Nobu Yasuda behind the plate. Corey Gerber out in the field. First time we've had this crew this season. Padilla throw over to first and back in with a dive. Paulino on the season. Paulino 14 for 16 in stolen bases. Lopez the DH for the Red Sox. Middle infield at a modified double play depth of the pull side. Shadows covering home plate. Padilla and sunshine on the mound. The pitch. Fires a fastball at the belt. Down the middle, strike two. Lopez hitting 252 coming into today. 741 OPS, four homers, 13 driven in. Switch hitter batting left. Runner leads away from first, the pitch. And it's tapped foul at the plate off of Lopez's foot. 0-2. High black socks for Padilla. Out on the bump, only him and the first baseman Isaac De Leon actually going with high socks today for the Shorebirds. Padilla high set, leg kick the pitch. Breaking ball misses down and in at 73. A looping slow one down and in. Lopez not really enticed by it. Ball and two strikes. Lopez way back of the box, slightly open stance. Long red sleeves under his jersey on a pretty hot day. 1-2. tries to check his swing, pitch in the dirt. Shorebirds appeal to second, and they say he went around. Corey Gerber brings up Lopez, and that's the first out of the game. First strikeout for Miguel Padilla in a Shorebirds uniform. So one out, a man still at first for Marcelo Meyer. No score here in the top of the first between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Meyer, fourth overall pick by the Red Sox last year. Consensus top 20 prospect in baseball, depending on who you ask. Left-handed batter. Padilla, letter high set. The pitch. Runner goes from first. Fastball up and away. The throw goes May, and he applies the tag. Paulino caught stealing a seed from Creed Willems. Second straight day, he's caught a runner trying to steal second. And just like that, there's two away here in the first. For Willems, that's his 14th caught stealing of the season, throwing out runners at just about a 25% clip. Counts 1-0 on Meyer, the pitch. Fastball in the outside corner, 1-1. Maybe that'll help Miguel Padilla settle in here. Obviously walked Paulino, struck out Lopez, now 1-1 on Meyer. 7 homers, 29 driven in, hitting .291. Here's the pitch. Changeup misses down and away, 2-1. Meyer had an absolutely horrendous series against the Shorebirds when Delmarva went to Salem just about a couple of weeks ago now. 2-1. Meyer swings in, lofts out of play, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Meyer actually went hitless for the entirety of the series in 20-plus at-bats. He had just come off his second IL stint due to a wrist strain. And the Shorebirds were able to control him pretty well, despite the fact that Salem took 5 out of 6 that week. 2-2 pitch. And Meyer lays off a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Willems. Counts full, 3-2. No score, top of the first. Padilla trying to face the minimum here in the first inning. On deck, Blaze Jordan if we get that far in the frame. Padilla leans in for the sign. Tan glove with dark tan lacing. Here's the set and the pitch. Breaking ball chopped foul down the first base side. Count remains at 3-2. It's a big overhand breaking ball for Padilla. Flip that one in at 76. We've already seen it as low as 73, though, as well. Meyer, a square stance, basically takes up the entirety of the box. Legs spread out wide. Willems flashes the sign. Here's the pitch. And it's a breaking ball down and in. Meyer not enticed. Second walk of the inning for Padilla. It's a man at first with two away for Blaze Jordan. Jordan having himself a heck of a season. Third rounder back in 2020 by Boston. Hitting .305, .865 OPS. 8 homers, 42 driven in 22 doubles. Top 5 in the Carolina League. Outfield straight away and deep. Right on right matchup, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Salem's gotten 2 walks in the inning, but just 1 runner on after Paulino was caught stealing. Meyer at first, 2 outs, top of the first. Here's the pitch. And Jordan takes a breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Jordan was named the Carolina League Player of the Week, actually. First time he came to Salisbury this season. Had 4 doubles that week, plus 2 homers. Padilla chest high set. High leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away. Jordan checks his swing. No appeal, and the count's 1-2. De Leon holds on Meyer at first. On the season, Meyer 10-for-10 in stolen bases. Now a throw over and actually hits Meyer on his dive back into the bag. Rolled over on his back real quick. Looked like he might have been in some pain. Gets back up and tries to stretch his arm out. I think he might have actually elbow. Shaking it out a little. It's okay, I'll stay in the game. Count 1-2 on Jordan. 2 outs, top of the first. No score for now. Padilla, look at first, comes ready. Long hold, the kick, and the pitch. Meyer runs, fastball up high. The throw to second from Willems. Just late. A little bit of a delayed call from Gerber there. Meyer able to take a little bit of revenge after getting drilled by Padilla on the throw over. Swipe second. 11th stolen base in as many chances. So he's in scoring position for Jordan now. Count even at 2. Shadows covering home plate. Mound out in sunshine. Tough for a hitter. 2-2. Breaking ball slips out of Padilla's hand up high, but first there is a balk. Padilla never came set, and Meyer given third base. So the count stays at 2-2 on Jordan. Padilla trying to strand Meyer over at third. He's walked two in the inning. Now 2-2 on Jordan. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball caught on and missed. Down and away. Jordan can't connect. Padilla with two strikeouts in the frame. Strands Meyer over at third. And after a half inning of play, it's Salem nothing. Delmarva coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
So much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the first here from Salisbury. It's Salem nothing. Delmarva coming to bat against Hunter Dobbins on the hill for the Red Sox. Dobbins making his sixth start of the season. No record of 3.57 ERA. He is on the hill for the Red Sox. This is the defense behind him. It's Keir Meredith out in left. Carson Semus in center. Darryl Bellins in right. Blaze Jordan at third. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. And Edinson Paulino at second base. Tyler Miller at first. And Roberto Mexicano does the catching. First pitch to Luis Valdez. Late swing, fouls it back for strike one. Valdez, Kerstad, and Romero here in the first for the Shorebirds against Dobbins. 17 and two-thirds innings for the eighth rounder back in 2021 as Valdez swings and lines it to third. Speared by Jordan quickly. Just like that, there's one away here in the first. So one out, nobody on for Heston Kerstad against Dobbins. Just like Kerstad from Texas, Dobbins from Bryan, Texas, stayed in-state, played at Texas Tech, drafted in the eighth round last year by the Red Sox. First pitch to Kerstad. Fastball on the outside corner, a 96 from Dobbins for strike one. Dobbins, 6-2, 185. Has struck out 12 in 17 and two-thirds, just five walks, 17 hits, 0-1. Kerstad lays off, fastball outside black, it's quickly 0-2. Kerstad has been every bit as good as advertised since joining the Shorebirds, hitting 444, 0-2. Fastball down and in, or slider rather. Kerstad kicks his feet out of the way. Ball and two strikes. Kerstad on a 14-game hitting streak, the longest this season for a Shorebird, and getting close to top five territory as far as Shorebirds franchise history goes. 1-2 pitch. That's off his foot first. Foul ball. Stay at 1-2. Kerstad, two homers, 12 driven in. On base percentage above 500 at 520. OPS at 1,155. Dobbins back on top of the hill. Into his windup, the 1-2. And Kerstad adds a chopper towards second on the third. Hot Paulino gloves, flips over to first. Two away here in the first. Just seven pitches for Dobbins here for the first two outs. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero, seven homers, 27 driven in on the season. Seven homers leads the Shorebirds, hitting 221, a 661 OPS. Nobody on for him, two outs, bottom of the first of a scoreless game. Dobbins the rock, here's the pitch. fastball pours in down the middle at 95. Strike one. Outfield straight away, infield straight up for Romero. Dobbins' hands held high, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Back to the fastball again at 97. And Dobbins seems to be completely unshackled as far as his prior Tommy John stuff's concerned. 0-2. Fastball right down the middle. 97. Romero can't pull the trigger. And Hunter Dobbins, a 10-pitch first, capped off with a 3-pitch strikeout of Romero to end the frame. On to the second. No score after one here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble, Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Top of the second from Salisbury. No score after one between the Shorebirds and the Red Sox. Delmarva going down in order. Salem wasting two walks from Miguel Padilla, hoping that he's now settled in for the Shorebirds. Struck out two in the first. Got a caught stealing from Creed Willems as well to help him out. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Salem. Tyler Miller, Roberto Mexicano, and Carson Cimas. Miller gets it going. Stands in from the left side open stance. 8 homers, 26 driven in. Not too much bend at the knees. Padilla the stretch with nobody on in his first pitch. Miller swings and lofts it in the air to right. Kirst had a step back at first. Now comes wandering in and makes the catch with one hand for the first out here in the second. Nice start for Padilla after a pretty lengthy first inning. Took him 22 pitches to get through it. One pitch, one out here to open the second. So now Roberto Mexicano, the catcher, bringing together a pretty solid season offensively. 253 average, 701 OPS. Right-handed hitter. First pitch breaking ball from Padilla misses up high for ball one. One-o pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Ball into strike. Mexicano, 4 homers, 12 driven in. Just 21 years old out of Caracas, Venezuela. Same part as Venezuela as Noelbert Romero over at third. 1-1. Breaking ball, gets the call, outside corner, just below the knees. 1-2, and it's Sox and Shorebirds come together a couple of times this season because both Noelbert Romero and Elio Prado on the bench today for the Shorebirds used to be Red Sox farmhands. 1-2, breaking ball down and away. Mexicano checks his swing. On appeal, he held up. Counts even at 2. I've seen both Romero and Prado multiple times after games getting hugs, fist bumps, catching up with old friends. It's the thing about baseball, it's a small world. Bound to run back into somebody you know. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a fastball. Mexicano can't connect, and Miguel Padilla with 3 strikeouts here through the first inning and 2/3. Shorebirds have basically had to remake their entire rotation here over the past month thanks to injuries and promotions. Gone are the days of Dan Fetterman, Dan Hammer, Moises Chassé on the IL, Carter Baumler, not expected to pitch again here this week. Guys like Miguel Padilla, Edgar Portes have stepped up. First pitch to Carson Cimas, misses inside, he turns out of the way for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the second. Shorebirds and Red Sox here on 4th of July. Cimas hitting 184, 539 OPS from the right side. Pitch to him, he swings and fouls it back for strike one. Top of the second, 2 outs, nobody on. Nothing but zeros up on the board for now. 1-1. Breaking ball floats up and in. 2-1. For Padilla, like we said, this is his debut at the single-A level. Last year down to FCL, it was 3-2 with a 6.51 ERA. But there were some glimmers there. 2-1, swing and a miss. Breaking ball down in the dirt. Seamus can't help himself. It's 2-2. Padilla struck out 32 in 27 and two-thirds innings. Just 14 walks as well. That's the main thing you look for down to FCL level. Strikeout-to-walk ratio. 2-2 pitch. And Seamus swings and misses. Fastball at the knees. Outside corner. Seamus can't touch it. And Miguel Padilla, 1-2-3 second with back-to-back Ks. He's got four already. On to the bottom of the second. No score here from Salisbury on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom half of the second from Salisbury. No score after an inning and a half of play. Miguel Padilla sitting down the side in order. In the second, Hunter Dobbins faced the minimum in the first, striking out Albert Romero to end the frame. So 4-5 and 6 to up for the Shorebirds against the Red Sox righty. Works on the full wind with nobody on. His first pitch to Isaac De Leon. Fastball misses in for ball one. Dobbins loves to work quick. First inning for him probably took no more than about 3 minutes. Straddles the rubber. It's 1-0 to De Leon. Fastball sinks down low for ball two. De Leon playing first base for the second time here this season today. Four homers, 32 driven in. He's tied for the league lead in walks with 56. Jake Fox of Lynchburg's now caught up to him. 2-0. De Leon swings and hammers it. Deep down the left field line. It's gone! Isaac De Leon makes a beeline for the 57 away. De Leon with his fifth homer of the season. 109 miles an hour off the bat. A missile. And the Shorebirds grab a 1-0 lead here in the second. That baseball was torched. The only question was whether or not it would hold up long enough to get over the wall. De Leon, fifth home run, 33rd run driven in. And the Shorebirds strike first here in the second. Here's Frederick Benkozme, first pitch to him. He shows bunt, draws it back. His pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. The Shorebirds a 1-0 lead with Benkozme digging in, batting fifth. Shortstop from the left side, swings at the 0-1 and fouls it back. It's 0-2, Benkozme having a great season thus far through 21 games, hitting .355. And he had hoped, probably can see it on the video, he's wearing pink batting gloves. He was hoping to actually use a pink bat as he has Mariel. He told me you're listening, so Mariel, we say hi again from Frederick. 0-2. Benkozme, a tapper, back over the mound towards second. Paulino, the second baseman, gloves, throws on the run, not in time. Benkozme beats it out at first, and the Shorebirds start off the second, a homer, and now an infield single for Benkozme. So, Mariel, congrats, you've done it again. The first time, Frederick told me to say hi for you. He had an RBI single, this time he gets an infield single. Must be a good luck charm. It's now Trenton Craig. Benkozme at first, nobody out. Shorebirds a 1-0 lead, looking to build on it after De Leon's homer. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Craig went 1-for-4 back on Sunday, wrapping his week back at home. Literally got to stay at home with his mom. Craig from the Fredericksburg area, 0-1. Breaking ball lashed. foul down the left field line. Quickly 0-2. Trenton now hitting .242. 7.08 OPS, 2 homers, 21 driven in. Pinkston Dobbins out on the mound. Shorebirds now with one run today against Dobbins, exceeding the number that they had against him back in Salem. Shut out the Shorebirds over high set. 0-2. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Blocked by Mexicano. Ben Cozume not going anywhere. Craig down on strikes, and Dobbins trying to restore some equilibrium here. Gets the first out here in the second. So one out, a man at first for Anthony Servideo. Anthony just trying to find his strokes and coming back to the Shorebirds. Started the year on the IL. Played a little down to FCL after core muscle surgery late last year. First pitch to him. Fastball up high for ball one, and Dobbins kind of stutters off the mound. He didn't like his landing spot there. Goes, does some yard work on it. Ben Cozme at first, one out. It's 1-0 Delmarva, last of the second. Middle infield at double play depth. Servideo open stance on the left side of the pitch. Misses just outside with a heater. 2-0. Dobbins coming into today. His past three outings, which began with that four-inning start of shutout baseball against the Shorebirds, or one-run outing, I should say. Dobbins has now tossed 12 innings over his past three. 2-0 on the outside corner, 2-1, allowing just two runs on seven hits, two walks, and striking out 10. So he's certainly been in a pretty good groove. Like we said, he got a late jump on the year, rehabbing from Tommy John, which occurred just a little over a year ago now. 2-1. Servideo takes at the knees. 2-2. Red Sox already knew about the Tommy John when Dobbins was drafted out of Texas Tech. So the rehab process has been arduous. But given his raw stuff, seems that Red Sox made a pretty good bet. Throw over to first, and Ben Cozme back in with a dive. Frederick at first after an infield single, following De Leon's homer, which started the scoring. 1-0 Shorebirds, bottom of the second. 2-2 on Servideo, just 1-for-16 this season. And the pitch is fouled back. Stays alive at 2-2. His last time out, Dobbins on June the 29th against Lynchburg. His best outing of the season. 4 no-hit innings. Just allowed one walk. Throw over to first. Ben Cozme leaning a touch. Gets back in safely. Dobbins, who needed just 10 pitches for a scoreless first, now at 14 here in the second. Servideo open stance. Bounces the bat off his back shoulder. The pitch. Ben Cozme runs. It's a breaking ball for a called strike three. And the throw to second just late. Anna Hotmeyer picked it, but Ben Cozme in with a headlong dive ahead of the throw. Steals second, his third stolen base of the season in five chances. Servideo down on strikes, third punch out of the game for Dobbins, but a man in scoring position now for Steven Acevedo. Acevedo brought back to the Shorebirds yesterday. First pitch to him, fastball on the inside edge for strike one. 2 outs, a man at second, Shorebirds lead at 1-0, bottom of the second. And Acevedo immediately ingratiating himself. A two-hit game, 2-for-4, and 2 stolen bases. Big right-handed batter. The pitch. He swings and misses. Fastball inside. Hard to get those long arms, those long levers extended on a fastball in like that. 0-2, Acevedo 6-4, 185. Bright orange batting gloves. Contrasting pretty well with the star-spangled jersey. 0-2. Fastball is high, 1-2. Ben Cozme at second, 2 outs, bottom of the second. Shorebirds a 1-0 lead on Isaac De Leon, solo homer that started the inning. Kicking the 1-2. Breaking ball freezes Acevedo, a little bit of a delayed call, but he's down on strikes to end the inning. Dobbins allows the leadoff homer, then strikes out 3 in a row to strand Ben Cozme at second. But after 2, it's now Delmarva 1, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving.
Your car, is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the third from Salisbury, it's now the Shorebirds 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Isaac De Leon with a solo homer, a screamer down the left field line. Gives Miguel Padilla a lead to work with. He's now retired four in a row, three out of the past four by strikeout. Darryl Bellin leads it off, and the first pitch from Padilla to him misses down and away for ball one. 8-9-1 due up for the Red Sox against Padilla. Struck out four through the first two and has walked two as well. Just one ball put in play. That was Tyler Miller's fly out to right. 1-0. Bellin takes a fastball down and away for ball two. And Bellin, not the guy that you exactly want to be pitching around here, although 6'4", 204, he's just 6-58 this season with 30 strikeouts. 2-0. He swings and fouls it back up and over the sweets. 2-1. 30 of the mound, half the infield and home plate. Outfield still splashed in sunshine with pretty blue skies up above us. A couple of streaky clouds, but perfect 4th of July. The pitch, it's cut on and missed. Fastball the outside corner at 89, 2-2. It's been impressive thus far seeing Padilla, although he's got good size, velocity-wise, he's only sitting about 88, 89. He's getting a ton of swings and misses, though. Very good sequencing. 2-2 on Bellin, the pitch. Breaking ball, cut on and missed. The floater down and in, 75. Bellin swings straight through the bubble. Third straight strikeout for Padilla. He's got 5 tonight. One away here in the third. Brings him the 9-0 hitter, Keir Meredith. Meredith, a very hard man to strike out, hitting 250. Left-handed batter in the first pitch. He chops it on the ground to first. Coming in, De Leon fields in the cutout of the grass, and the first baseman retreats to the bag to retire Meredith for the second out here in the third. It's now 6 in a row retired by Padilla. Like we said, the Shorebirds have had a good amount of luck as far as inserting new pieces into the rotation and seeing them click pretty quickly. Edgar Portes has been great of late. First pitch to the leadoff man, Edinson Paulino, misses down and away for ball one. Look at the rest of the Shorebirds rotation. Obviously, Carter Baumler, who high expectations, but nonetheless has been pitching great. 1-0. Misses down and in for ball two to Paulino, who walked his first time up. But Davey Cruz as well, who threw 5 shutout innings last week. Shorebirds have gotten some very young arms to step up big. 2-0 to Paulino. He swings and belts it. Deep right center. It'll hang up for Steven Acevedo. Right center fielder, rather, gets under it and puts it away for the final out of the inning. And Miguel Padilla with another 1-2-3 inning has now retired 7 in a row. After 2.5, it's Delmarva 1, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com and click the broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bottom of the third, Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead over the Red Sox after 2.5. Miguel Padilla on the hill for the Shorebirds has retired 7 in a row. Isaac De Leon, a solo homer for Delmarva in the second, so a 1-0 lead for the Birds trying to snap a 7-game losing streak. They've dropped 10-12 to Salem this season. Creed Williams leads off the third for the Shorebirds in the first pitch to him. He swings and misses for strike one. 9-1-2, Dua. Williams the catcher leading it off. Creed on the season, inning 140, 443 OPS. The pitch misses outside of 94 from Hunter Dobbins for ball one. Dobbins has struck out four through the first two innings. Has allowed two hits and a homer. Ready into his wind, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses down and in for ball two. We've referenced a couple of times Dobbins' own Tommy John surgery. And something last time the Shorebirds played the Red Sox, 2-1. Dobbins hits the outside corner with a heater, 2-2. Was Dobbins was actually matched up against Shane Davis that start, and that was the last time that Shane pitched. Shane left that game 2-2. Willems swings and misses, breaking ball down low, waves away at it, and Dobbins now with four straight strikeouts, five total in the game. One away here in the third, but Shane left that game after grabbing at his arm at the start of the sixth inning. It looked immediately like, my goodness, this could be elbow trouble. Thankfully, it was just a forearm strain, but nobody knew that at the time. After the game, Dobbins actually sought out Davis and consoled him a little. First pitch to Luis Valdez is a fastball up and away for ball one. Leadoff man for the Shorebirds, lined to third his first time up. Dobbins, who had recently gone through Tommy John surgery and the rigors of that, 1-0. Valdez takes a heater on the outside corner, 1-1, understood what Shane might have been going through in that moment. And even though the enemy, the opponent, Dobbins offered compassion, 1-1. Breaking ball is lined into right field. That's down for a base hit for Luis Valdez. Speeds around first and holds up there the one-out single. But a lot of players who have been through Tommy John often feel like it is a little bit of a fraternity because not many people in baseball go through that surgery. And although the success rate seems high, to come back and feel fully like yourself once the surgery is done and the rehab is over, it's a very arduous process. Here's Heston Kerstad, first pitch. Breaking ball misses high for ball one. So I thought that was just a very special moment for Dobbins to go and approach Shane Davis, the Shorebirds, about that. Thankfully for Shane, it's just a forearm strain. Nonetheless, very cool thing. Throw over to first, and Valdez back in with a dive. Luis leading the Carolina League in stolen bases this season with 36, but has not been as efficient lately. He's been caught 10 times this year, and the month of June was just 10 for 17. 1-0 to Kerstad. This is up and away. Valdez bluffed from first. 2-0. Heston on a 14-game hitting streak. Average now at .444. Second overall pick back in 2020. Everybody waited 2 years for this, and it's been worth it. The pitch swings and fouls it back. A mammoth cut. 2-1. Of the now 17 games Kerstad has played with the Shorebirds, he has 10 multi-hit games as well, including three straight. The 2-1 swings and grounds it to the backstop, 2-2. It's just been a professional display of hitting day in and day out. He never looks uncomfortable at the plate. Everything is on his terms. Valdez at first, one out, bottom of the third. Shorebirds lead 1-0 here on Independence Day. Kicking the pitch, Valdez runs, and Kerstad chops it to first, speared by Miller. He tags the bag, looks to second. Valdez there already, so he holds on to it. Kerstad retired, he's 0-2. Valdez in scoring position now with two away for Noelbert Romero.
Romero struck out looking on three pitches his first time up. Dobbins just three fastballs at 97. Since then, Dobbins' velocity has decreased a little. He's sitting mostly 93, 94 now. Might have been a little amped. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball lined just foul down the left field side. Romero sitting on a fastball, a little out in front. 0-1. New Albert a double back on Sunday, just one of two hits in the entire series against Fredericksburg for him. He went 2-for-22. Rough stretch for him. 0-1. Romero swings and pops it up out of play right field side. And the count's 0-2. That was coming off of a week where Romero went 6-for-18 against Lynchburg. Three homers. Taps the plate from the right side. Stares out at Dobbins, ball behind his back, glove on his front leg. Valdez leads away from second. Dobbins not. Breaking ball in the dirt, squirts away from Mexicano to his right, and Valdez takes third on the wild pitch. It's a big one there, especially with Valdez's speed. Dobbins might be a little bit more reluctant to go back to that breaking ball in the dirt. So the count 1-2 on Romero. Infield straight up all the way around, outfield straight away. Flag laying still in center. Here's the 1-2. And Romero just gets a piece of it. Trickles to the backstop. Count stays at 1-2. Absolutely packed house here at Purdue Stadium. At last check prior to first pitch, thought maybe a handful of seats, 50 or 100 left. Going to be well over 4,500 here in the park tonight. 1-2 to Romero. He swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball. Dobbins sets him down for the second time tonight. His sixth strikeout of the game. He strands Valdez at third to end the frame. On to the fourth. Shorebirds lead it 1-0 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S. Kids.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at shorebirds.com/tickets. Three innings in the books here from Salisbury. It's Delmarva 1 and Salem nothing. Shorebirds leading on an Isaac De Leon solo homer back in the second. Miguel Padilla has retired 7 in a row for the Shorebirds after walking 2 in the first. Struck out 5 total. He has 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Red Sox here in the fourth. Eduardo Lopez, the DH, leads it off. Switch hitter batting left. Padilla, the righty, from the stretch with nobody on. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball one. Lopez hitting 252, 741 OPS. Open stance. Kind of Jimmy Rollins-esque, actually. The pitch. Just off the outside corner at 88 for ball two. Lopez was the big prize, the 2018 international free agent class for the Red Sox, actually the same class that brought them Elio Prado and Noelbert Romero, now with the Shorebirds. 2-0. Lopez swings and hits in the air to shallow left. Craig racing in. The shortstop Ben Cosme back out, and in shallow left hauls it in. for the first out here in the fourth. Eight in a row retired by Padilla, the last base runner. The man striding to the plate, and that's Marcelo Meyer, who walked, stole second, then went to third on a balk, and was stranded there back in the first for Salem. Left-handed batter. Colin stands the pitch. Fastball, or changeup rather, down the middle. Strike one. Meyer back-to-back three-hit games to close out his series against Lynchburg last week. 0-1. He swings it just over his glove and on into left for a base hit. Meyer around first, holds up there. The first hit of the game for the Red Sox after Ben Cosme nearly pulled off a wonderful play. That ball was stung. And Meyer snaps what had been an 0-for-20 route against Delmarva here over his past seven games against the Shorebirds. So he's at first with one away for Blaze Jordan. Cleanup man struck out his first time up. Padilla's pitch, breaking ball down low for ball one. Shorebird trying to snap a seven-game losing streak overall. Lost 10 out of 12 to Salem this year in addition. Most recent game was one that really stung, too. 1-0. Curveball in the dirt again. Jordan not enticed. 2-0. That was the Sunday finale back in Salem. Shorebirds trailed 10-7. Going into the top of the ninth, they rallied. Heston Kerstad with a two-out, two-run single to take the lead 11-10. And then Salem came back and walked it off in the bottom of the ninth. 2-0 pitch. Jordan takes. Fastball, belt high, outside corner. 2-1. That was a Nathan Hickey game-winning single. But now a lot of those pieces for the Red Sox, once the first half ended, especially the college guys, have now been promoted to High A Greenville. 2-1. Fastball gets the call, outside corner. 2-2. Nathan Hickey promoted, Nico Cavadas, who is basically leading the league offensively in everything. And earlier today, both Phillip Sykes and Joey Stock got the call up to High A as well. 2-2. Jordan swings, rolls it on the ground to third. Romero fields, goes to second. One, relay to first. That's a 5-4-3 double play. And Miguel Padilla faces the minimum here in the fourth. Padilla with four scoreless for the Shorebirds in his debut. On to the bottom of the fourth. It's still Delmarva 1, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town July 6th through the 10th at Purdue Stadium as they take on the Salem Red Sox. On Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Mike Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on Saturday, July 9th, it's fireworks and a special Shorebirds orange Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Bottom of the fourth coming up, it's the Shorebirds 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Isaac De Leon leads it off for the Shorebirds just like he did in the second when he gave the Birds a 1-0 lead. First pitch from Hunter Dobbins to him. De Leon trying to go double up, swings and misses for strike one. It was his fifth homer of the season, his second in the past week. Also homered against Fredericksburg. 0-1. De Leon takes a fastball on the inside corner and he's quickly down in the count. 0-2. 4-5-6 due up for the Birds against Dobbins, who, outside of that one mistake, has been really good. He's allowed just three hits. 0-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-2. Struck out six total. hasn't walked anybody either. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure he's gotten to a three-ball count. Right-on-right matchup with De Leon. Isaac hands held side. Tobbins a long look in. Now the wind and the pitch. De Leon checks his swing, appeal to first. Oh, and Corey Gerber says De Leon held up in time. Isaac, a pretty big smile on his face. He was already walking back to the dugout. He thought he was toast. It's the benefit of the doubt count even at two. Tobbins peeks in over his red glove, matching the red on his jersey. The kick and the pitch. Breaking ball misses high, 3-2, and well, there's the first three-ball count of the game for Dobbins. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Dobbins square to the plate, turns and fires. Curve ball, called strike three. Outside corner, De Leon tried to sneak his way to first, but Yasuda rings him up. Seventh strikeout of the game for Dobbins. One away here to be in the fourth. Brings up Frederick Benkozme. Singled his first time up as Freddie Basenox does. All the kid does is hit. Left-handed batter, first pitch to him. Is a big swing and a miss for strike one. Now 28 for 77. Now 26 of those are singles, but they're hitting 360 and it'll play. 0-1. On the outside black at 95. Benkozme in a quick 0-2 hole. And this is a player for the Shorebirds who didn't even play in the FCL this season or last. Pitch misses up high for ball one, jumping immediately from the DSL for the Shorebirds. Played last year down in the Dominican as Benkozme calls time and steps out. Hit 310 there. Two homers, 16 driven in. 1-2. Curve ball roped on the ground through the hole right side. Another base hit for Frederick Benkozme. He's 2-for-2. And the 19-year-old, just base knock after base knock. Two multi-hit games last week against Fredericksburg. One already here this week against Salem. On the season now for Benkozme, that's a hit game in his 22nd game played. Here's Trenton Craig, first pitch, Benkozme runs, breaking ball misses in the throw to second. It's a good one, and Benkozme tagged out. He thought he swam around the tag, but Corey Gerber says nope. Paulino able to apply the tag, and just like that, there's two away here in the fourth. Benkozme caught stealing for the third time this season after he had stolen second back in the second. So it's 1-0 on Craig, who struck out his first time up. Dobbins back to the full wind now at 58 pitches. Kicking the pitch. This is down low with a breaking ball, 2-0. Trendon comes into today hitting 242, 708 OPS. 2-0, swing and a miss. Challenge him with the fastball, 2-1, a week away from his 22nd birthday. Not sure if it's a blessing or a curse, but Craig with a July 11th birthday. 2-1. Craig swings and misses again, 2-2. And for me, that is a huge day in the calendar. 7-11 day. Absolutely love Slurpees. Wonder if you get anything special. It's actually your birthday, too. 2-2. Breaking ball misses low. Craig checks his swing. On appeal to first, he held up. Counts full. If Trendon Craig goes into a 7-11 and says it's also my birthday, does he get two free Slurpees? People are wondering. Maybe just I am. 3-2. Craig takes a called strike. Three, frozen by a fastball, looking for the breaker. And Dobbins ends up facing the minimum here in the fourth with two strikeouts. Sandwiched around to caught stealing. After four complete, it's Delmarva 1, Salem nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com. The Shorebirds are in town July 6th through the 10th at Purdue Stadium as they take on the Salem Red Sox. On Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Mike Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on Saturday, July 9th, it's fireworks and a special Shorebirds orange Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest and best fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds Special Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium. It's still the Shorebirds 1 and the Red Sox nothing. Isaac De Leon solo homer back in the second for the Birds, providing the only run of the game to this point. Tyler Miller leads it off for the Red Sox, and the first pitch from Miguel Padilla is blasted. Deep right, Kerstad goes back, looks up, it's off the wall. Miller slowed down around first. He thought it was out of here, but then races into second standing with a leadoff double. The flag out in center is still, but man, that baseball was gorged. I don't know how that thing didn't get out of here, but it stays in the yard. And Miller instead has to settle for a leadoff double. Seventh double of the season, but my goodness, that baseball was just hit on the screws. Miller, here's Roberto Mexicano, and Padilla's breaking ball misses high for ball one. Off the bat, that seemed destined to tie this game. Not really a heavy sea breeze coming in either. Must have been topspin or something. Now you counter from the right side, Padilla's pitch. Breaking ball is popped up. Foul ground, first base side. De Leon gives it a look, but it's over top the Red Sox dugout. Into the first row of seats. Strike one. Padilla went the first three and a third. No hit. Allowed a single to Meyer in the fourth. Then got a double play off of Blaze Jordan to face the minimum. That's just 55 pitches through four-plus innings, giving the Shorebirds everything that they would have wanted tonight and then some. Dylan Hyde still due to pitch after him. Padilla is 1-1 to Mexicano. He swings and chops it into the hole at short. Ben Cosme surrounds it, throws on the run, and De Leon able to pick the low throw for the first out of the inning. Good plays on both ends. Ben Cosme getting to the ball quickly. De Leon saving him with a nice scoop. One away here in the fifth. Miller stays put at second. Brings up the 7-0 hitter, Carson Simas. Struck out his first time up. Center fielder for the Red Sox. Right-handed batter. Long blonde hair coming out the back of his helmet. Miller at second. Here's the pitch. Simas shows bunt and spins away from a breaking ball up and in. Ball one. Tying run out at second for the Red Sox. Simas has driven in 13 this season. The pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Gets behind Williams for a half second. And Miller stays put out at second, though. 2-0. On deck, Daryl Bellin. Shadows starting to stretch out all the way to the outfield now. Padilla, high set. Leg kick, the pitch. Fastball misses. Padilla walked two back in the first inning. Two out of the first three batters he actually faced. He's bounced back, hasn't issued a free pass since. 3-0 on Simas, the pitch. Fastball down the middle. 3-1. Last time out for Padilla prior to joining the Shorebirds was back on the 28th of June against the FCL Braves. His best outing of the season, he went six innings. Gave up just one run on four hits. Didn't issue a walk either. 3-1. It's high ball four. Simas walks. Third one that Padilla has given up tonight. There's man at first and second with one out for Bellin. Really no harm, no foul there. Bellin coming to the plate hitting just a shade over 100. But Padilla struck out 7 against the Braves end of June. Season high for him. Struck out 5 here tonight as pitching coach Joe Hallmacher makes his way out to the mound. Bullpen about to activate here for the Shorebird. Not sure if it'll be Hyde or somebody else. Hyde due up to tandem with Padilla at some point tonight. And I think that's Preston Price. Shorebird's wearing some really awesome star-spangled jerseys. The only problem is the numbers aren't really legible, which is less than ideal from a broadcaster's perspective, but we persevere, and that is Preston Price getting loose out in the Shorebird's bullpen, so he'll try to be the bridge man between Padilla and Hyde here tonight. Shorebird's probably hoping for 4 innings from Hyde down the stretch. Padilla at 61 pitches right here. Hallmacher wants to be well prepared just in case this inning spirals out of control. Although Padilla just a pitch away from getting out of it. First and second, one out. Double play ball gets him free. Bellin at the plate, struck out his first time up. Red Sox right fielder in the first pitch to him. It's down in the dirt for ball one. Bellin, a big, big man. 6'4", 204. He's homered once this season, 5 driven in. Like we said, he's now struck out 31 times against just 3 walks. Came into today hitting 103. Miller takes off for third. Had Padilla time. The breaking ball's in the dirt. Gets behind Willems. Miller making his way around third. Now hits the brakes and heads back to the bag as both runners advance. So a stolen base for Miller. So both Miller and Seamus swipe the bag. Willems with enough wherewithal to get to the baseball quickly. Miller was really aggressive around third, but now 2-0 on Bellin, the pitch. He swings and foul tips it at the plate off of Willems. 2-1. Second and third, one out. Shorebirds a 1-0 lead for the moment over Salem. Miller at third, Seamus at second. Bellin at the plate, count 2-1. Corners play in, middle infield back. Outfield straight away. Padilla's pitch. And Bellin swings and barrels one up to deep right center field. Acevedo racing back in the alley. He reaches out and reels it in. Tagging from third. Here comes Miller. Seamus getting the wave around third. Here's the relay throw from Ben Cosme. It's not in time. It's a 2-run sacrifice fly for Darryl Bellin. And the Red Sox take the lead here in the fifth. Really heads up from Seamus at second and Mons, the third base coach for the Red Sox. They never missed a beat on sending Seamus from second. Shorebirds will appeal, and on the appeal out to second, they say that Seamus did not leave early. So it's now Salem 2, Delmarva 1 on the 2-run sacrifice fly. Bellin now driven in 7 this season. 9-0 hitter Keir Meredith stands in, 2 out, nobody on, shows bunt on the first pitch, and misses low for ball one. Meredith grounded first, his first time up. And the only fault you could probably point out for the Shorebirds in that play, 1-0, Meredith takes down the dirt for ball two, is the direction of the relay. Ben Cosme was set up with the relay going to third. I think it should have been expected that where Acevedo caught that baseball, there was no chance of a relay to get Seamus at third, let alone get him at home. So you immediately have to, instead of Ben Cosme being on the left field side of second, he should have been probably closer to up the middle. And now a pitch clock violation on Padilla, and it's 3-0. So this inning unraveling a little bit here for Miguel Padilla. 2 runs in, now 3-0 on Meredith, the 9-0 hitter, the pitch. Fastball down the middle, knee high for strike one. Meredith, a 250 average, but an on-base percentage at 430. 18 walks. He's walked more often than he struck out. The 3-1 fastball just a tick high for ball four. Walks for the 19th time this season. He's aboard with two away for the top of the order in Edinson Paulino, and that's going to be it for Miguel Padilla. Great start for Padilla. Just can't wrap up the fifth inning. Two runs coming to score. He leaves with Meredith at first and Preston Price coming on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Back in a minute, Shorebirds now trailing the Red Sox 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com. Still in the top of the fifth here from Purdue Stadium, and it's now the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1. Sam Zelenik with you, and it's now Preston Price on the mound for the Shorebirds in this TechNet call to the bullpen. Miguel Padilla out after 4 2/3. Preston Price comes on. Really great outing for Padilla. Ended up being spoiled at the end. Goes 4 2/3 right now on the hook for two runs on two hits, three walks, five strikeouts. He is responsible for Keir Meredith over at first, though, as Price comes on and will try to strand him. Preston on the season, no record, of 5.57 ERA. Right-handed pitcher, 6-1, 198, faces the leadoff man, Edinson Paulino. Meredith runs on the first pitch. It's a fastball down and in. Gets away from Willems, just behind him a touch. No chance to throw out Meredith there. He swipes second. Third stolen base of the inning for the Red Sox. For Meredith, now 12 for 12 in stealing bases. Price, 32 1/3 innings, has struck out 26, walked 18. His last time out last week against Fredericksburg came in that walk-off loss for the Shorebirds. Here's the pitch, and Paulino laces it out to left, slicing back towards Craig, nearly overplayed it, but runs back a couple of steps, makes the catch in the backhand to retire Paulino and strand Meredith in scoring position to end the inning. Red Sox take the lead, though, on the two-run sacrifice fly from Darryl Bellin. Halfway home, on to the bottom of the fifth, it's Salem 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, prepare for life's twists and turns that it has in store. This is the little moments where
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your Little League team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bear ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, and fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the fifth here from Salisbury. Shorebirds now trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Two-run sack fly for Darryl Bellin in the top of the inning gives the Red Sox the lead for the first time tonight. Anthony Servideo leads it off against Hunter Dobbins in the first pitch from Dobbins. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Dobbins working into the fifth for the first time this season, first time in his career. Struck out eight through the first four of the pitch. Servideo swings off the hands, a little blooper in a shallow left. That falls for a base hit. Servideo now one for two after K-ing his first time up as he leads off the fifth with a base hit the other way. For Servideo as well, that snaps an 0 for 11 skid. Just his second hit with the Shorebirds this season. Represents the tying run here in the last of the fifth. Now Steven Acevedo, the 8-hole hitter. First pitch, he swings and misses for strike one. That's the first ball put in play by the bottom four in the order for the Shorebirds. Between Craig, Servideo, Acevedo, and Willems, Dobbins had collectively struck them out five times. Right-on-right matchup with Acevedo, the pitch. He swings and chops it foul into the Shorebirds' dugout third base side. 0-2. Middle infield on double play down. Servideo at first, nobody out, bottom five. Shorebirds down 2-1. Here's the pitch. And Acevedo, another chopper down the third baseline, fouled again. 0-2. Still 0-2 on Acevedo. It was 2-for-4 yesterday with two stolen bases. Dobbins the stretch and the pitch. Cut on and missed. Got him on a breaking ball. This time a little bit up in the zone. Acevedo can't touch it anyways. That's 9 strikeouts for Dobbins. Brings up the catcher, Creed Willems, batting 9th. First pitch. Fastball at the knees, outside corner, 0-1. Runner at first, one out for the Shorebirds, down 2-1. 0-1. Willems checks his swing, pitch down the dirt, 1-1. Shorebirds playing on the 4th of July, played last year in Lynchburg on the 4th, getting a chance to play here at home this year. For Creed Willems, that's mighty special. Wearing both patriotic cleats and batting gloves. 1-1. Willems swings and hammers it deep down the right field line, but that's pulled foul. 1-2. Of course, everybody loves the way that it looks, but for Creed, it holds a little bit extra something. The cleats that he has, not just Star Spangled, but has written himself the names of some of those close to him who have served, his grandfathers, very close friends as well. 1-2. Willems rolls it foul, first base side, able to stay alive. One and two on Willems. Servideo at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down and in. 10 strikeouts for Hunter Dobbins. Two away here in the fifth. Dobbins has just made quick work of the Shorebirds today. Delmarva with 5 hits off of him, but outside of the homer, just 4 singles. Top of the order, Luis Valdez digs in, throw over to first, and Servideo back in with a dive. Anthony started the inning off with a flare single the other way. It hasn't moved since. Back-to-back strikeouts. Now Valdez, who's 1-for-2, the pitch. He swings, rolls it on the ground towards the hole left side, off the chest of Jordan, picks it up off the bounce and throws to first to retire Valdez as Jordan has the ball creep up his arm, off his chest, snatches it out of midair, and still gets Valdez as Hunter Dobbins has authored a scoreless fifth. On to the sixth, it's Salem 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Five innings in the books here from Salisbury. It's the Red Sox 2 and the Shorebirds 1. Delmarva took a 1-0 lead in the second on an Isaac De Leon solo homer. Then 2-run sack fly for the Red Sox in the top of the fifth gave them the lead. First pitch from Preston Price to Eduardo Lopez is rolled slowly on the ground to short. Then Cozme Fields gets rid of it quickly and retires Lopez on one pitch here to open the sixth. Preston Price back out for a clean inning. He picked up the final out of the fifth, stranding Kier Meredith at second. Relieving Miguel Padilla, whose line is now final, goes 4 2/3 innings, allowing 2 runs on 2 hits, 4 walks, 5 strikeouts. Sadly on the hook for the loss right now. Pitched really well today. First pitch to Marcelo Meyer. Two-seamer runs up and away for ball one. Meyer perfect on the day, has walked, stolen a base, singled. Left-handed hitter. Price from the belt. Righty fires home. And Meyer takes just a little down and away. 2-0. Outfield plays Meyer to pull. Shortstop Ben Cozme shadows up the middle a little too. 2-0 from Price, 2-1. Preston has tweaked his arsenal a little bit. Still fastball slider, but it's more predominantly now a two-seam fastball. It's really good arm side run on it, and the velocity is actually a little bit greater than his four-seamer. 2-1. Swung on and fouled back and out of play. 2-2. A little bit of a mystery as to why his two-seamer actually gets more and better velo than his four-seamer, but all that Preston cares about is that it works. 2-2. Slider roped on the ground to second. Valdez in a shallow right, flags it down, spins and throws to first to retire Meyer for the second out here in the second. That ball was torched, but Valdez able to maneuver to his left, put it away. Two up, two down here in the sixth. Preston, his last time out, had the unenviable task of trying to throw the final 4 innings against Fredericksburg, final day of June the 30th. Did a valiant job. Came up just short, though. First pitch to Blaze Jordan. This is down and away for ball one. Preston gave up 4 runs on 5 hits over 4 innings, a walk and 3 strikeouts. Jordan from the right side, the 1-0. Two-seamer misses downstairs for ball two. I asked Preston, when was the last time he went 4 innings? And he said, I honestly can't remember. Preston was a reliever in college at the University of Arizona. He's been a reliever in the pro ranks now as well. Has gone as many as 3 innings, but 4 is a different beast. 2-0 misses down and away. It's 3-0 on Jordan. 2 outs here in the sixth. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Nobody on for the Red Sox cleanup man, who's 0-2 today. Has struck out and grounded into a double play. Pitch. Jordan takes on the outside corner. He was already walking to first. He'll backtrack. Try to reset here, 3-1. One of the things Preston said was so hard about that 4-inning outing against Fredericksburg was just the heat. 3-1. Jordan swings, charges, fields, flips it on the run, and De Leon a split and a pick to retire Jordan for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3, down go the Red Sox on 3 ground ball outs. On to the bottom of the sixth, it's still Salem 2, Delmarva 1, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and a Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Last of the sixth, Shorebirds in a 2-1 hole against the Salem Red Sox here on the 4th of July. Heston Kerstad leads it off against Gabriel Jackson. And his TechNet called the bullpen. First pitch to Kerstad from Jackson. Misses down and in for ball one. Jackson relieving Hunter Dobbins in line for his first win of the season and very much deservingly. Righty Jackson into his wind, the 1-0. Kerstad swings, hits it in the air to right. Bellin back a step. The right fielder makes the catch. For the first out here in the sixth, Kerstad falls to 0-for-3, and his 14-game hitting streak starting to be in a little bit of peril. Down on five hits, the only run coming on a solo homer. Didn't walk anybody and struck out a career-high 10. He was just electric tonight. Here's Noelbert Romero, the 3-0 hitter. Jackson's pitch to him is a fastball down and away for ball one. Jackson making his 15th appearance, his sixth out of the bullpen. 20 years old out of the Dominican Republic, is 1-0. Romero takes a heater down and away for ball two. Jackson is 5-6 with a 5.34 ERA. 55 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 40, walked 19. The wind and the pitch. Romero swings, hits it hard on the ground to third, but right at Blaze Jordan, he vacuums it up, throws a touch out of first, but Miller able to climb the ladder, bring it down. And Romero retired for the second out here in the sixth. Five pitches, 2 outs for Jackson. It was a similar story, actually, for Jackson when he pitched against Delmarva back in Salem. He was able to pick up the win that night. First pitch to Isaac De Leon is down and away for ball one. 2 outs, nobody on for De Leon. Shorebirds down 2-1. Isaac, the only source of offense today for the Shorebirds. 1-0. Fastball misses down and in for ball two. De Leon, his fifth homer of the season, back in the second. Now it's off of Dobbins. 2-0. He swings and pounds it foul right behind home plate. 2-1. Jackson threw five scoreless against the Shorebirds back on June the 17th. Just five hits, two walks, one strikeout, and the 2-1 fouled off of the plate, 2-2. That entire outing for Jackson, those five innings took just 57 pitches and has kicked off a three-game winning streak for him. Pick up the win last time out on the 29th in relief of Dobbins, going 4 2/3, allowing three runs against Lynchburg. 2-2. Fastball misses down and away. 3-2. So over the course of this streak, Jackson has gone a combined 14 2/3 innings, allowing just four runs. De Leon off the end of the bat, shoots it the other way, and into right, a base hit. Isaac De Leon, a two-hit game. Bellin picks it up in right, fires it into second. And the Shorebirds with the two-out base runner for Frederick Benkozme. Then Cozumel 2-for-2 today. Infield single in the second. Was able to swipe it back then. Then singled and was caught stealing back in the fourth. Left-handed batter, Jackson from the belt the pitch, and Ben Cozumel swings and misses. Pitch was down and away for strike one. Jackson, 6'2", 180 pounds. Leans in for the sign, dangles the ball. Now comes set. 0-1. Down in the dirt, nice block by Mexicano. Keeps De Leon at first. 1-1. Red Sox 2, Shorebirds 1, last of the sixth. Salem 2 runs on just 2 hits. Shorebirds 1 run on 6 hits, but that's become a recurring theme. Over the past week and a half, Shorebirds have consistently out-hit their opponents. 1-1. Ben Cozumel lines it down the right field side. That's a base hit. Cut off before the corner by the right fielder Bellin. Ben Cozumel on his way to second. Here's the throw, and he is out. Ben Cozumel saying he got around the tag, but Meyer a nice pick on the one-hop strike from Bellin in right, and Ben Cozumel hoes to end the inning, and the Shorebirds two-out rally comes up short. 6 innings in the books. It's Salem 2, Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers present a club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds. Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and a Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the 7th here from Salisbury. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 2-1. Preston Price out for another inning of work, and his first pitch to Tyler Miller is hit high in the air out of play left field side for strike one. Preston has now got an inning and a third out of the bullpen. 4 straight outs, 3 straight ground outs. Righty deals to the lefty Miller. Doubled his last time up off the wall and right, the pitch. Two-seamer is up, or changeup rather, is up and away. 1-1, that's another pitch that Preston has kind of added to the arsenal here. Beginning of the year, he said it was just fastball slider because he wanted to develop his slider the most. But now, just needs more pitches to get more outs. 1-1. Swung on and fouled back. 1-2. As Preston has been asked to go multiple innings on many different occasions here this season, obviously today being one of them. He's done an inning and a third thus far with Dylan Hyde starting to do some calisthenics out in the bullpen. Price, crossfire set. Here's the 1-2. And Miller chops it on the ground to first, backing up De Leon. Spear. He beats Miller to the bag, 3-1 on the putout, here to begin the 7th. 4 straight ground outs for Price as well, which I think tells you that the two-seamer is working. A lot of times, pitchers won't call it this. Two-seamer tends to lead into a sinker. Price's two-seamer a bit more arm-side run as opposed to downward action. Nonetheless, getting a lot of ground balls here. One out, nobody on for your Roberto Mexicano. He's 0-2. Red Sox catcher batting 6th. Top of the 7th, one out. Price from the belt. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul tipped, held on to by Willems. Strike one. So it looks like Hyde will have the 8th and 9th. Price readies up. Deep breath, 0-1. This is down low with the fastball, 1-1. Now 1 run, 7 hits for the Shorebirds, 2 runs, 2 hits for Salem. One one on its way. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Price left that one up in the zone. Nakano swung through at 1-2. We were talking at the end of last inning how Price went 4 innings, a career high, last time against Fredericksburg. And he said biggest challenge of it was just the heat that day. 1-2. Fastball runs up and in. Counts even at 2. Such a hot and muggy day. Preston pitches with an undershirt. He said he rolls the sleeves up to 3/4, but he's comfortable wearing this long sleeve shirt and basically amending it to be 3/4. He said basically in between innings, when he'd come off the mound, he'd have to change it every time because he was absolutely soaked. Go to the bathroom, wipe off his arms. The 2-2. Nakano reaches for it and punches it in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Kerstad meanders in, gets under it, puts it away for the second out here in the 7th. 6 in a row retired by Price out of the bullpen. Two outs, nobody on for Carson Semus. Walked and scored his last time up. It was the big double steal by him and Miller that ended up allowing the Red Sox to pull off that 2-run sack fly. First pitch to Semus. Slider misses high for ball one. Deep drive by Daryl Bellin out to right center. Steven Acevedo luckily flagged it down. Even if it falls in, Salem's going to score 2 runs anyways. 1-0. Fastball runs down and in for ball two. Price takes his time, toes the rubber from the first base side. Ready, comes set. 2-0 on Semus. Down the hill, the pitch. And the fastball misses down and away for ball three. Shorebirds pitching has issued 4 walks tonight, all of them from Miguel Padilla. Gave up 2 in the 1st and 2 in the 5th, and basically everything in between. Allowed just 1 base runner. Fastball on the outside corner, and Price keeps the at-bat going with Semus. On deck, Daryl Bellin. 2 RBIs on his sack flies last time up. Red Sox leading the Shorebirds 2-1 here on Independence Day. Price the ready, here's the pitch. And Semus drills it into straightaway center, but that's right at Acevedo. Ends up having to backpedal a little bit. Is able to reel it in for the final out of the inning. Preston Price has set down 7 in a row out of the pen. On to the bottom of the 7th, time to stretch. It's Delmarva trailing the Red Sox 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was tapping away at his telegraph when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch on to the bottom of the seventh. It's Delmarva trailing the Red Sox 2-1 as the first pitch from Gabriel Jackson to Trendon Craig to lead off the frame as a strike down the middle for strike one. 6-7-8 for the Shorebirds due up against Jackson, who authored a scoreless sixth. Ended up giving up two out hits, 0-1 to Craig is up and away for ball one. Isaac De Leon a single the other way. Frederick Bencozme pulled a single down the right field line, who was thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. 1-1. Craig foul tips it, held onto by Mexicano, 1-2. Bottom of the order for the Shorebirds, 6-9, has not had a good night. Anthony Servideo, the only hit amongst the bunch. 1-2 pitch. Craig takes down the dirt. Gone 1-for-8 with 7 strikeouts. Shorebirds of a team have punched out 10 times tonight. Craig can right matchup with Jackson. Righty into his wind, here's the pitch. And Craig, a little number back towards the mound. Pitcher Jackson off the bump, fields it to his left. Flips the first to retire Craig for the first out here in the inning. So it brings up Anthony Servideo. Singled his last time up, able to shoot it the other way for a base hit. Shorebirds with 7 hits tonight, 6 singles, and the De Leon homer counting for their only run. Shorebirds trying to snap a 7-game losing streak that ties a season long. First pitch to Servideo. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. 7 in a row that they lost earlier this year was the first or the last 5 games of the series to Myrtle Beach at home. 0-1, Servideo swings, blasts it deep down the left field line towards the corner. It's off the foul pole! It's a solo homer the other way for Anthony Servideo as he knocks it off the pole. 3:39 down the line, high up the yellow pole. For Servideo, his first career homer ties us at 2 here in the seventh. That ball was scorched the other way. Give Servideo the home run chain into the dugout, tying the game at 2 for the Shorebirds. Brings up Steven Acevedo in the first pitch from Jackson to him. Misses low for ball one. Tied at 2 here in the last of the seventh. Second home run of the day for the Shorebirds. Both solo shots, and the 1-0 to Acevedo misses in for ball two. Anthony Servideo, a long-awaited first career home run. Going the other way, 2-0. Acevedo stings it on the ground, back up the middle and into center, a base hit. Acevedo follows Servideo's dinger the other way with a base hit back through the box. And the Shorebirds now with the go-ahead run at first with one out here in the seventh. Servideo, a two-hit game, may be starting to emerge from the slumber caused by his injury woes. Now Creed Willems, left-handed batter. Jackson the set and the pitch, and Willems swings. Hits in the air to center, able to flag it down. Second out of the inning. Lineup flips to the top now in Luis Valdez. Shorebirds and Red Sox now tied at 2. Dylan Hyde getting loose out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Valdez, 1-for-3 out of the leadoff spot. Switch hitter batting left. Third baseman Jordan in on the grass. Acevedo at first. Here's the pitch. He goes. Acevedo off for second. Here's the throw, and he's in there, albeit barely. A very strange late swim move from Acevedo diving into second. gets around the tag. His third stolen base in the past two games. And the go-ahead run now in scoring position for the Shorebirds here in the seventh. Pitch missed to Valdez outside, so 1-0. Here it comes. It's outside for ball two. Luis wrapped up a very good series against Fredericksburg last week. 9 for 26, hit in all five games, and the single today now actually has a six-game hitting streak. 2-0. Valdez takes down and away for ball three. And right now for Jackson, the proposition here is either coming into the zone against Valdez or pitching to Heston Kerstad on deck. And I think everyone, the Shorebirds fans in this ballpark, would love to see Kerstad hit. 3-0. Fastball, letter high for strike one. Valdez taps the plate, black bat, white tape on the handle. Acevedo at second, the go-ahead run, the pitch. And Valdez swings and misses. Foul tip held onto by Mexicano. 3-2, and I think Jackson has made his decision here. He'd rather just throw fastball after fastball to Valdez than pitch potentially to Kerstad in a game-breaking moment. Tied at two, last of the seventh. Acevedo at second, two outs. Jackson the set. Here's the pitch. And Valdez laces it the other way on the ground, down the third baseline. It's a fair ball, and it goes all the way to the corner. Acevedo scores. Valdez around second. Left fielder Meredith throws his hands up. Evidently, the ball went out of play. Did it not? Valdez comes around third and scores. A ground rule double. Down the left field line in the Shorebirds bullpen. The gate opens just a touch, and evidently the ball snuck through there. But it's an RBI double for Valdez the other way. He gives the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead and allows Heston Kerstad to hit here in the inning. For Valdez, his 12th RBI, his fifth double. And out to the mound goes the pitching coach for Salem now. That's Nick Green. And Anthony Servideo's homer tying the game for the Shorebirds. Steven Acevedo singles. Swipes second and scores on Valdez's double down the third baseline. Now Heston Kerstad hits with a chance to maybe double up on the Shorebirds lead. Kerstad 0 for 3 today, trying to extend his hitting streak out to 15. Kerstad from the left side, Valdez at second, elite speed, will score on a single. Right on left matchup, here's the pitch. And Kerstad takes, down and away for ball one. Kerstad has driven in 12 and 17 games with the Shorebirds, 1-0. Takes again, down and away, fastball can't find the zone, 2-0. And something tells me the Red Sox are pitching around Kerstad. Came into today hitting .444. Jackson's 2-0. Valdez takes off for third, and Kerstad fouls it off the plate. 2-1. I'm surprised Valdez was running. And I'm not sure Shorebirds manager and third base coach Felipe Rojas Jr. is too happy with it either. Although Valdez could take third easily, you have to let Kerstad hit here. Can't even risk the possibility of getting thrown out at third. 2-1. Kerstad rips it to first, but a diving play by Tyler Miller to his left as the first baseman comes down with it, robs extra bases from Kerstad, and ends the inning. But the Shorebirds take the lead. Anthony Servideo ties it with a solo homer, the first of his career, and Luis Valdez gives the Shorebirds the lead with an RBI double. On to the eighth, it's Delmarva 3, Salem 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up.
Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Shorebirds are in town this week, and on Thursday, July 7th, it's a Maryland Pride hat giveaway presented by Spicer Bros Construction, Inc. July 8th is the Sheriff Lewis bobblehead giveaway presented by YDI Apparel and Yard Designs, Inc. And on July 9th, it's fireworks and Hawaiian shirt giveaway presented by Pepsi. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets. Top of the eighth from Salisbury. It's now the Shorebirds 3 and the Red Sox 2. Anthony Servideo ties it with his first career homer, a solo shot. Luis Valdez gives the Birds the lead with an RBI double with two outs. Dylan Hyde comes on to protect the lead on this TechNet called the bullpen. Replaces Preston Price, who goes 2 1/3 perfect innings. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, no base runners. Most importantly, Price leaves in line for his first win of the season. Hyde replaces him on the TechNet called the bullpen, making his third outing of the season. He's 0-2 with a 10-13 ERA, but in a save chance here, has 8-9-1 due up for the Red Sox to begin the eighth. Already into his line, his first pitch to Darryl Bellin. It's a fastball way high for ball one. Bellin has produced the only runs of the game for Salem. Two-run sacrifice fly back in the fifth. Hyde 6-1, 180. Righty into his wind, the pitch. Fastball is high again for ball two. Hyde has struggled with his control this season, both down in the FCL and with the Shorebirds. He's walked 4-5 1/3, striking out just 3. 2-0. Fastball, bell tie for strike one. Bellin, aside from the two-run sack fly, struck out back in third. Right-on-right matchup, outfield straight away. Hyde, first base side of the rubber, the pitch. Fastball, inside corner, it's 2-2. Last time out for Hyde, that was last Tuesday against Fredericksburg. Took the loss, coming on in relief. 2-2 delivery. And Bellin takes a fastball up and in. He stumbles out of the box, evidently maybe checked his swing. First base umpire says he held up. Counts full 3-2. Hyde went 4 innings against the Fred Nats, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits, a walk, 2 strikeouts. Pitched really well that day until the 6th. 3-2 fastball. Hyde challenges him and wins the battle for the first out here in the 8th. So one out, nobody on for Kier Meredith, the 9-0 hitter. Pats from the left side, the first pitch. Breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Hyde had only allowed 1 run over 3 to the Fred Nats going into the 6th last week before giving up 2 solo homers. 0-1. Meredith takes. Fastball scrapes the outside black, 0-2. Meredith 0-1, walked and stole the bases last time up. Left-handed batter, undrafted free agent out of Clemson. Stands straight up. Hyde the rock. Here it comes. And Meredith fouls it back and out of play. 0-2. Shorebirds lead it 3-2, top of the eighth. 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Shorebirds. 2 runs, just 2 hits. No errors for the Red Sox. Hyde the motion. Here it comes. And Meredith stings another ground to second. Valdez diving to his left has it. From his knees, throws to first. Just late. Meredith able to beat it and negate a stunning play by Luis Valdez diving to his left. And the tying run aboard for the Red Sox and a very speedy man in Kier Meredith. So now the top of the order, Edinson Paulino digs in. Meredith at first, stole a base back in the fifth. Hyde peeks over his back shoulder, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Hyde, 11th round pick of the Orioles last year out of the University of Pittsburgh at Johnstown.
Division II school. Hyde pitched there last year and was just absolutely stellar. Throw over to first, and Meredith back in with a dive. Hyde led his conference in hits per nine, allowing just 3.8 per nine innings. Was third in the entirety of division games, ERAs, ERA, and strikeouts per nine. He struck out nearly 16 per nine. 1-0. Paulino takes up high for ball two, and this is going to be the test for Hyde here. Have to keep a close eye on Meredith, but you can't lose Paulino either. Talent count 2-0 on him. He is a very dangerous hitter. He's homered a couple of times this season against the Shorebirds. Six homers, 38 driven in. The pitch. Fastball gets the call, and a big one on the outside corner, 2-1. Shorebirds a one-run lead top of the eighth, trying to snap a seven-game losing streak here on Independence Day. Meredith at first, the tying run, the 2-1. And Paulino takes a fastball that sails up and away, 3-1. Paulino just turned 20 2 days ago. Top 20 prospect in the Red Sox system. Middle infield at a modified double play depth of the pole side. Here's the 3-1. And he takes a fastball, called strike, top of the zone. Paulino is already walking to first. He'll stay put. It's 3-2. Have to imagine that Meredith is probably off on the pitch. Tying run at first, one out in the eighth. Throw over to first, and Meredith lunges back to the bag safely. Meredith, including his stolen base tonight, is 12 for 12 on the season. Paulino from the left side. Hyde comes ready just above the belt. One out, top eight. The 3-2 runner goes, and Paulino takes high, ball four. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first for the Red Sox here in the eighth. So things getting squirrely right off the bat for Dylan Hyde. After the strikeout, Meredith, the infield single. Paulino walks, and now Eduardo Lopez, the DH. Switch hitter batting left. He's again middle infield, plays in a pull. Ben Cosme shadows the runner at second. The pitch. Fastball on the outside edge. Strike one. Shorebirds have lost 10-12 this season to the Red Sox. They've lost seven in a row. Trying to give the home crowd something to cheer about. In a season that has been mired with losses. 0-1. Way high. Changeup slipped out of Hyde's hand. 1-1. And for the Shorebirds, take the lead in the seventh here today. It's a bit more symbolic than you'd think. Last week against the Frednats, the Shorebirds were outscored 24-0 in the seventh. The 1-1. It's down and away, 2-1. So if they can hang on to this one and prove to themselves that the seventh isn't the nightmare that they thought it was last week, turn the page quickly and pick up a win against a good Salem team, might instill some confidence, but there's still a long way to go. First and second, one out in the eighth. 2-1 on Lopez, the pitch, and it's high for ball three. And Willems immediately calls time and heads out to the mound. Hyde just having trouble finding his release point here. He's been through the gauntlet relatively since being drafted, dealing with arm trouble after being drafted. They didn't allow him to pitch in the FCL at the end of last season. And then to start off this year, had a shoulder impingement. Kept him out of action. Finally appeared in the FCL before being called up to Delmarva. And his control this entire time he's been here, it seems like he's battling more and more against himself than anything else. Counts 3-1 on Lopez. Shorebirds 3, Red Sox 2, top of the eighth. First and second, one out. Here's the pitch. And Lopez swings and misses. Hyde challenged him. 92. Comes up empty. Counts full. Now the question is, does Meredith and Paulino take off? These are very, very good runners. Here's the 3-2. Runners stay put, and it's popped out of play. Left field side. 3-2. Lopez has driven in just 13 this season. Just turned 20 at the start of the campaign. Shorebirds have handled him pretty well this season. Open stance from the left side. Two on, one out. One run game in the eighth, the pitch. And he swings and again lofts it out of play, back behind home. The at-bat continues. Hyde already at 23 pitches here in the eighth. He's gotten just one out. I think the Shorebirds bullpen might start to brew. One run lead for the Shorebirds in the eighth. Here's the pitch. And it swung on and popped up behind home. Will it stay in play? It will not. Back into the seats. And we'll do the 3-2 a fourth time. On deck, Marcelo Meyer. You'd prefer not to face him in this inning if you can roll two. Or if you have to face him, you'd prefer it be with two outs. One run game in the eighth. Shorebirds lead. Paulino swings and pops it up right on top of the plate. Willems tosses the mask, catcher under it, and he puts the squeeze on it for the second out of the inning. Hyde wins a ginormous battle, but there's one major hurdle left to clear, and it's Marcelo Meyer. Meyer 1-for-2 today. Singled back in the fourth. He has the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first. As the sun starts to set here in Salisbury, Hyde trying to completely shut out the Red Sox here in the eighth. 3-2 Delmarva, top eight. First pitch to Meyer. It's up and away. Changeup misses for ball one. Blaze Jordan on deck. Pick your poison. Meredith at second. Paulino at first. Here's the pitch. Meyer takes. Fastball down and away for ball two. Hyde hasn't made this inning easy on himself. He's fallen behind every hitter he's faced. 2-0 the count. Here it comes. And Meyer swings and fouls it back over the net. Ferocious cut. Just couldn't square it up. 2-1. Light starting to brighten. Palms starting to sweat. Biggest moment in this game. 3-2 Shorebirds, top eight. Two on, two out. And the 2-1. Fastball gets the call. Outside corner. And it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Meyer. Tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first in the eighth. Here's the 2-2, and Meyer swings and misses. Hyde got him with the breaking ball. Dylan Hyde strands the tying run at second, the go-ahead run at first, and sends this game to the bottom of the eighth. It's Delmarva 3, Salem 2, here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi, fans. This is Sam Gellin, voice of the Shorebirds. You want to follow all the Shorebirds passions from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv. Head on over to Shorebirds.com Fan Zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellin on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Bomb of the eighth, last chance for the Shorebirds to add some insurance runs before the ninth. It's Delmarva 3, Salem 2, Albert Romero leads it off against Gabriel Jackson. The first pitch to Romero. He chops it over the Shorebirds dugout third base side for strike one. Dylan Hyde puts two on in the eighth. Strands him aboard, striking out Marcelo Meyer. Top 20 prospect in the baseball right now is the pitch to Romero. Misses low for ball one. Top 20 prospect in the minors. Hyde able to sit him down. Keep the Shorebirds on top. 3-4 and 5 for the Birds against Jackson, who gave up the lead for the Red Sox in the seventh. The pitch. Romero swings and misses. 1-2. Romero 0 for 3. Grounded the third his last time up. Homer to start the scoring back in the second. Jackson the rock. Here's the pitch. And Romero shoots it out of play right field side. 1-2. Now, Albert in a pretty good cold spell last week, just two hits against Fredericksburg. Actually brought his bat to the training tape. Said that it was hurt and injured. 1-2. Just outside. Romero gets the benefit of the doubt. Counts 2-2. Brought it to trainer Julio Parra and Griffin Pyatt and said, please resuscitate my bat. Romero, a very good sense of humor. 2-2. Romero swings, rolls it on the ground down the third baseline. Back of the bag, Jordan Field sets his feet, throws to first, not in time. Romero just able to beat it. A heck of a play by Jordan, as he kind of lost his footing a touch in foul territory when he tried to set his feet. And Romero able to smell a base hit out of the box. Leads off the eighth with an infield single. Brings up Isaac De Leon. He's got a two-hit game. And now time called as Romero still trying to get his hand sleeve on. De Leon singled his last time up, homered back in the second. Shorebirds would love some breathing room here. 3-2, they lead it, bottom of the eighth. Have 11 hits, just three runs. Throw over to first, and Romero back standing. Outside of the two homers, the other nine hits are all singles. Shorebirds actually rank bottom three in the league as far as doubles are concerned, 11th with 90. First pitch to De Leon's, a swing and a miss for strike one. 11th in doubles, 11th in homers, tied 9th in triples. Shorebirds not exactly a slugging bunch. Getting it done tonight. 0-1, Romero runs from first, and De Leon fouls it back, immediately stomps his feet. It's a nice grab by a fan up in the suite level. That's hard to do. From that kind of angle. De Leon frustrated. That was a pitch to clobber. Oh and 2 on bottom 8. Birds up by a run. The pitch. Fastball is up and away. 1-2. One and two on De Leon. Right on right matchup. Here it comes. Romero runs. De Leon takes a called strike. 3, the throw to second. It sailed into center. Romero gets up. He'll hold there, though. De Leon down on strikes, but Romero takes second. One out in the inning. Romero, his 11th stolen base of the season. First strikeout of the game for Jackson. So that brings up Frederick Benkozme. For any base knocks, three more of them tonight. He's thrown out trying to stretch it into a double his last time up, though. And now, are they saying that there was batter's interference? Yes or no? What in the world was that? They're about to send Romero back to first for no reason. Ooh, boy. So Romero safe at second. Benkozme at the plate, one out. Jackson the set, here it comes. And Benkozme, a little cue ball out in front of the plate. Catcher Mexicano jumps out, grabs it, throws to first. Romero takes third on the play. Benkozme retired on a spinner off the end of the bat. Looked like it was about to go foul. And literally, because of the spin, took a right-hand turn right out in front of the plate. 2-3 on the putout. And now Trenton Craig comes up, trying to bring home Romero from third with two out. Shorebirds lead 3-2 in the eighth. The pitch, and Craig chops it to the backstop for strike one. So 0-1 on Craig. Camaro at third, two outs. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Craig 0 for 3 today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Down to Chase. Something a little outside. 0-2. 5,689. The announced attendance here tonight. Packed house trying to will the Shorebirds team to a win. 0-2. Craig hits a little nubber on the ground out to second. Paulino gobbles it up, throws to first. Retires Craig for the final out of the inning. Shorebirds strand Romero at third. Hopefully one run is enough tonight for the Birds. On to the ninth. Shorebirds with a 3-2 lead over the Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Independence Day, fireworks, ballpark, classics, and Shorebirds baseball. Nothing can get better than that. Join the Shorebirds at Purdue Stadium Monday, July 4th for the biggest, greatest, and most unforgettable fireworks show of the season with the Shorebirds special Independence Day fireworks extravaganza after the game presented by Spicer Bros. Construction, Inc. Tickets are selling fast, so don't forget to save time. Buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com/tickets.
Top of the ninth here on Independence Day, it's the Shorebirds 3 and the Red Sox 2. Delmarva trying to snap a 7-game losing streak and trying to do it by the skin of their teeth. Trailed 2-1 going into the 7th. Anthony Servideo tied it with a solo homer. Luis Valdez gave him the lead with an RBI double, and now Dylan Hyde after stranding the tying run at 2nd and the go-ahead run at 1st in the 8th. We'll try to go through 4, 5, and 6 here in the 9th to pick up his first professional save. Righty into his wind, his first pitch to Blaze Jordan. It's a slider up and away for ball 1. Hyde walked 2 in the 8th, but struck out 2 as well. Corners guard the lines. Outfield deep for Jordan, the pitch. On the outside corner, breaking ball gets the call. Jordan didn't like the call. 1-1. Jordan 0 for 3 tonight. Grounded into a double play and is struck out. 1-1. Fastball misses low for ball 2. On the season, Jordan has homered 8 times. Including off the top of my head, I believe 4 of them against the Shorebirds. Maybe 5. Fastball misses down and away for ball 3. Last thing Hyde wants to do is put the tying run aboard to start the inning. On deck, Tyler Miller. Hyde first base side of the rubber. A full windup. A righty deals home. And a fastball is just outside. Willems unable to squeeze it. Not sure what he got in the call anyways. But Jordan walks to begin the ninth. The tying run aboard for the Red Sox. Willems takes a brief moment to chat with Hyde halfway in between home plate and the mound. Tyler Miller due up to hit. He's 1 for 3. Doubled off the wall then right. Scored back in the 5th. 1 for 3 total. And now a pinch runner at first that looks like Brainerd Bonassi. It's going to pinch run. Probably stay in the game and play defense should Salem find a way to tie it. So Bonassi pinch runs. Tyler Miller at the plate. Here's the pitch. And Miller swings and misses for strike 1. Fastball outside half. Bonassi at first is a threat to run. 12 for 16 this season. The pitch. Fastball spins outside, 1-1. Miller has hit his share of homers, 8 of them. Also hit a walk-off for Salem, so he's been clutch. 26 driven in. The 1-1. Miller swings and misses. Hyde with a fastball center cut. Gets it by him, 1-2. Bonassi at first, the tying run leading off the 9. Outfield very deep all the way around. Infield plays Miller to pull to the right side. Hyde from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Miller fouls it off. Popped out of play, third base side. Stayed 1-2. Ballman, 2 strikes on Miller. Bonassi takes his lead. Hyde to look over his back shoulder, the pitch, and a breaking ball hits Miller. Got him on the elbow. Spinning up and in, Miller turns away from it. Really good job of Miller knowing the situation as well. And Salem has the first two on to begin the 9. And we'll see whether or not they ask Mexicano to bunt. Mexicano 0 for 3, the Red Sox catcher. Albert Romero relays the signs from third to the rest of the defense. Corners are in on the grass. First and second, nobody out. The pitch. No sign of a bunt as Hyde fires a fastball down the middle for strike 1. Outfield comes in a few more steps now, needing to throw out potentially the tying run at the plate on a single. Tying run at second, go ahead run at first, top of the 9th for Salem. 0-1. And Mexicano rips it into left center field. That's a base hit. Bonassi around third. He comes in to score. Going first to third. Miller, he's in standing. And Salem ties it at 3 here in the 9th. And still cooking. Men at the corners and nobody out. And now it's no longer get through this game with a lead. It's get out of this inning with the game still tied. Mexicano is 13th RBI of the season. Then at first and third, nobody out, and the Shorebirds play the middle infield back. Corners come in for Carson Simmons. So for 2, walked and scored back in the 5th. Salem just 4 hits tonight. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner for strike 1, but they've scored 3 times. Hyde trying to get out of this jam with no more damage. 0-1. Fastball up in the zone. 0-2. Darryl Bellin on deck. Drove in 2 with a sac fly earlier tonight. Tied at 3, top of the 9. First and third, nobody out. Hyde the set. Here's the pitch. And Simmons foul tips it. Held on to by Willems for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout for Hyde in the game. Brings up the right fielder and 8-hole hitter Darryl Bellin. Red Sox have tied it at 3 here in the 9th. The first 3 reached. Walk, hit by pitch, RBI single. Mexicano tying it. First and third, 1 out. Middle infield back playing for 2. Corners in, the pitch. And Bellin swings and misses. Fastball up and in. 0-1. Bellin spread out, stands from the right side. 6-4, 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball up, can't connect. It's 0-2. Go ahead, run at third for the Red Sox. Mexicano at first after tying the game. 0-2, 1 out, top of the 9. Here it comes. And Hyde gets a swing and a miss for strike 3. Back to the fastball. Bellin can't connect. 2 away. Last chance in the ninth for Salem to take the lead is Kier Meredith. Singled off of Hyde back in the eighth. Left-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. All of a sudden, Hyde has found his groove. First three reach. First and third, nobody out. The game was tied. Now two out. Still tied at three. Top nine. Here it comes. And Meredith takes. Fastball. Quad high down the middle. 0-2. Hyde trying to send this game to the bottom of the ninth. Still tied. Give the Birds a chance to walk it off. Three all, top nine. First and third, two outs. Meredith from the left side. Hyde ready. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Meredith swings and misses. Hyde strikes out three in a row to strand Merritt the corners and send this game to the bottom half of the ninth, tied at three. Salem ties it up on the Mexicano RBI single. But now the Shorebirds a chance to walk it off onto the bottom of the ninth. Birds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today.
Last of the ninth and now a tie game. It's Salem 3, Delmarva 3 here on Independence Day. Shorebirds trying to get the fireworks started just a little early. Salem ties it on a Roberto Mexicano RBI single, but Dylan Hyde strands the go-ahead run at third with three straight strikeouts to end the top of the ninth. Shorebirds will try to walk it off for the second time this season. The only other time they've walked it off, May the 15th against Salem. Isaac Bologna's walk-off three-run homer. 7-8-9 due up against Gabriel Jackson. Anthony Servideo leads it off. The wind and the pitch. Servideo takes a fastball. Beltie Audio homered off of Jackson back in the seventh to tie the game at two at the time. Jackson the rock. Here's the 0-1. Servideo takes. Fastball at the knees. Outside half. 0-2. Jackson stranded a potential insurance run in third in the eighth for the Shorebirds. Now 0-2 on Servideo. Steven Acevedo on deck. Outfield straight away. Infield straight up the pitch. Servideo takes down low. One, two. Pitch bounces in and Servideo has the count back to even. Jackson working relief of Hunter Dobbins. No longer a factor in tonight's decision. Through five innings, striking out 10. 2-2 on Servideo to begin the ninth. The pitch. And Servideo rips it to first, but snagged by Miller for the first out of the inning. A scorched baseball, and Miller guarding the line takes away extra bases for the first out here in the ninth. One out, nobody on for Steven Acevedo. Tied at three, last in the ninth. Acevedo from the right side is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Jackson the rock, here it comes. And Acevedo pounds another ground to short, charging in for it. Meyer gloves, throws to first, and gets Acevedo for the second out of the inning. So that brings up Creed Willems, 9-0 hitter for the Birds. 0-3 tonight. Last hope for Delmarva before extra innings. Hugo Beltran starting to throw out in the Birds' pen just in case we go to a 10th. The pitch. Willems takes outside for ball one. Creed has homered twice this season, but it's been trying times of late. Creed just 2-for-15 last week against Fredericksburg. Here's the pitch. He swings and skies it. We're back. Left fielder Meredith comes in, makes the call and the catch to retire the side here in the ninth and send us two extras. Nine innings, not enough. Tied at three on to the 10th between the Shorebirds and Red Sox here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for you there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care. And so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
On to the 10th. Shorebirds and Red Sox tied at three. Sam Jelinek with you. Hope you're enjoying your fourth. And what's more American than not just baseball on the fourth, but free baseball on the fourth? Dylan Hyde comes back out, starting out at second as the tie-breaking runner is Keir Meredith. Top of the order due up for the Red Sox. The Shorebirds likewise will have the top of the order due up in the bottom of the 10th. See whether or not it's down by a run or maybe still tied. Edinson Paulino leads it off in the first pitch from Hyde to him. This is way high for ball one. Arm loosening out in the Salem bullpen. Looks like Luis Guerrero. Paulino from the left side, 0-2 tonight, has walked twice. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball two. Hugo Beltran's already loosening for the Shorebirds in the bullpen with Hyde at 53 pitches. Working just into his third inning. Go-ahead run at second to begin the frame. Tied at three, top 10. The pitch. Swung on and fouled back just to the left of the press box. 2-1. Two and one on Paulino. Hyde looks back to second. Here's the pitch. Just on the outside corner with the fastball. Hyde able to get the call and the count's even at two. Three runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Shorebirds. Three runs, four hits, no errors for the Red Sox. Hyde comes ready. Looks back to second. The kick and the pitch. Fastball misses up and away. 3-2. Top of the 10th, nobody out. Runner at second. Tied at three. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. A fourth straight strikeout for Dylan Hyde as he gets Paulino swinging for the first out here in the 10th. Six strikeouts in the game for Hyde. That's a new career high. One gone. Eduardo Lopez the next hurdle. Meredith still out at second. Really good speed. Here's the pitch. swung on and fouled back and out of play. 0-1. Lopez has driven in 13 this season. Switch hitting DH for the Red Sox. Popped out to the catcher against Hyde back in the eighth. Meredith dances away from second. Hyde throws back to the bag, and Meredith just back in. Not sure how aggressive Meredith wants to be here. Maybe thinking about swiping third. But with the heart of the order here, I imagine Salem wants to let Lopez or Marcelo Meyer on deck or Blaze Jordan in the hole be the one to try to give them the lead. 0-1. Fastball outside black, 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Lopez. One out, top of the 10th. Shorebirds and Red Sox tied at 3 here on Independence Day. Go ahead and run at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. Counts 1-2. Hyde has struck out 4 in a row. Gave up the lead in the 9th. 3 straight batters reached. Begin the inning. Walk, hit, batter, and a single. First and third, nobody out. Red Sox were primed to take the lead. But Hyde, 3 straight strikeouts, got out of the jam. Runner placed out at second to begin the 10th. He then struck out Paulino. Now the 1-2 to Lopez. He swings and skies it out into shallow left. Shortstop Ben Cosme out. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch, racing towards the line for the second out of the inning. That was a really tough play for Ben Cosme. Left fielder Craig was shaded towards left center. Third baseman Romero was trying to make the catch over his shoulder back to the plate. So Ben Cosme, the only one who had an easier look at it. Holds on to it. Two away. And now Marcelo Meyer. And the Shorebirds are going to intentionally walk him. They're going to intentionally walk Marcelo Meyer, and beg my pardon for forgetting about this, but it's Brainerd Bonacy who will hit for the Red Sox as he pinch ran for Blaze Jordan back in the 9th. The last time the Shorebirds issued an intentional walk was last Thursday against Fredericksburg, and it burned them. Steven Williams then hit a walk-off single. See if they've got more luck here. First and second, 2 outs. The pitch to Bonacy. He swings and misses for strike 1. Bonacy on the season, switch hitter batting left, hitting 249, has driven in 23, no homers. Go ahead, run at second, Meyer at first. 2 outs, top 10. Knotted at 3. Hyde the set. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside black, 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Brainerd Bonacy. Hyde trying to send this game tied to the last of the 10th. Ready, comes ready, looks to second, kick, and the pitch. Breaking ball down and in. 1-2. One and two on Bonacy. First and second, 2 outs. Hyde gets his sign, set of the belt, looks to second, here's the pitch, Bonacy swings and misses, got him with the fastball. Hyde strands the go-ahead run out at second and gives the Birds a chance to walk it off in the last of the 10th, on to the bottom of the 10th, tied at 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the
Shorebirds today to book your team date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field for Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Bottom of the 10th, tied at 3 between the Shorebirds and Red Sox. Delmarva trying to walk it off against Newarm out on the mound for the Red Sox. It was TechNet called to the bullpen. And we're actually going to have the outfielders switch positions. Nope, the infielders are switching positions. Brainerd Bonacci is going to play second. And Edinson Paulino, I think, is going to play third. So Bonacci, who struck out to end the top of the 10th, moves over, plays second, while Edinson Paulino is now playing third. Roberto Martinez is pinch running for Creed Willems, who starts the inning out at second, and Luis Valdez is the batter, hitting against Luis Guerrero, righty set at the belt. Valdez, first pitch, misses up and away for ball one. Guerrero, a familiar face to the Shorebirds. Delmarva actually forced a blown save off of him the last time they saw him. He was the one who gave up the four runs in the top of the ninth against Delmarva a couple of Sundays ago back in Salem. The 1-0. Valdez shoots it out of play, left field side, 1-1. On the season, Guerrero 1-1 with a 7.56 ERA. 8 3rd innings, has struck out 14 and walked 5. 6 feet tall, 215 pounds. Salem aligns their defense with the corners in, guarding against the bunt, outfield shallow. Martinez at second to start the inning. Valdez at the plate. Switch hitter batting left. He's 2-for-4 tonight. Guerrero from the belt. The 1-1. And Valdez pops it up. That'll spin back and out of play down the left field side. 1-2. Heston Kerstad on deck, who, if he gets to hit, would have a chance to not only win the game, but extend his hitting streak out to 15. Two birds, one stone. 1-2 on Valdez. His RBI double back in the 7th gave the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead at the time. Tied at 3 in the 10th, the pitch. And Valdez serves it down the left field line, slicing towards the bullpen. That's onto the berm. And the count's 1-2. Valdez, a deep breath, climbs back in. Guerrero, high red socks, red glove. Flamethrower at the belt. Martinez at second. Here's the pitch. And Valdez rolls it on the ground right to the second baseman, Bonacci. Gloves, throws to first. Retires Valdez, but over to third goes Martinez, the winning run. And Heston Kerstad will see if he'll have a chance to drive him in. He won't. Luke Montz already showing the four fingers, and Kerstad is going to be intentionally walked. So Kerstad's hitting streak will come to a close, presumably. Kerstad frustrated. He wants a chance to hit. Wry smile on his face. And we'll see whether or not New Albert Romero also will get walked for Isaac De Leon. Set up a force at the plate. Maybe back-to-back intentional walks. So now Romero comes up, and we'll see whether or not he gets intentionally walked. Looks like he's not going to be. Middle infield will play back for two, as well as the corner, Paulino. Now Paulino comes in, and now the rest of the Red Sox infield comes in. Or are they not? And now, Guerrero, is time called or not? Guess we're playing. Middle infield halfway in. Here's the pitch. Romero swings and pops it up behind home over our heads for strike one. There was a ton of confusion for the Salem defense there, as Meyer and Bonacci at second trying to figure out how they want to align. They're playing halfway in the base paths. Corners in. Outfield comes in a little bit. Winning run at third, one out, bottom of the 10th, tied at three. Here's the pitch, and Romero swings and misses, 97 up and in. Waves through it for strike two. Noel Burt, one for four tonight with a single back in the eighth, trying to win it for the Shorebirds on Independence Day. First and third, one out. Martinez, the runner at third, the man that matters. The 0-2, Romero takes just a little low. Breaking ball, a gutsy take, it's 1-2. Romero waves the bat out at Guerrero. Righty comes set. The 1-2. Romero chops another ground to third. Fielded by Paulino. He throws to the plate. The ball's dropped by Mexicano. And Martinez scores. The Shorebirds win it. Noelbert Romero, the reluctant hero. The ball dropped at the plate. Martinez slides in safely. And the Shorebirds with the fireworks on Independence Day walk it off. 4-3 winners here in the 10th. It'll be an E2 on Mexicano as he dropped the ball at the plate. Had the tag applied but couldn't hold on. And the Shorebirds 7-game losing streak comes to an end. 4-3, the Shorebirds walk it off in improbable style. It didn't have to be pretty, but the Shorebirds win it. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the postgame show. Your final score here on Independence Day, the Shorebirds in 10 walk it off. 4-3 winners against the Red Sox. Postgame show coming up next here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Is this the little moments where
touch with the air. And with so much to protect it today, place your eyes on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Joe Little League team wants to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your Little Leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bulk. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Back here at Purdue Stadium in Salisbury, Maryland. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. What a game. What a way for the Shorebirds to snap a seven-game losing streak as they walk it off on the Salem Red Sox by a final score of 4-3. Sam Jelinek here with you to walk you through how this one happened. Man, 4th of July brought the fireworks and then some. Let's go through how this one played out. It was a pitching duel early. Shorebirds finally grabbed a 1-0 lead in the second. Isaac De Leon led it off with his 5th homer of the season, a solo shot. But after that, Hunter Dobbins really didn't give up too much. Went 5 innings, striking out 10, didn't walk anybody, 1 run on 5 hits. Was in line for the win when he left, as Miguel Padilla, in his Delmarva debut, was stellar through his first 4 innings, ran into trouble in the 5th. Leadoff double for Tyler Miller, a ground out, held him at 2nd, but then a walk to Carson Simas. They executed a double steal before a sack fly scored them both, and Salem took the lead. Shorebirds tied the game and took the lead then in the 7th off of Gabriel Jackson. Anthony Servideo, a solo homer off the foul pole and left, tied the game at 2. And then Steven Acevedo singled, stole 2nd, and came in to score on Luis Valdez's RBI double. Salem rallied, though, with a run in the 9th. They put the first 3 on. Roberto Mexicano with an RBI single to cap the rally, but then Dylan Hyde, 3 straight strikeouts, stranded the go-ahead run at 3rd. Shorebirds went down scoreless in the 9th, so we went to extras. Hyde again pitched the 10th and stranded the international tie-breaking runner out at 2nd, as well as Marcelo Meyer at 1st after an intentional walk. Shorebirds got the job done in the bottom half of the 10th. Doesn't matter how it happened, just that it did. With Roberto Martinez pinch-running out at 2nd, he was moved to 3rd on a ground ball by Luis Valdez. Heston Kerstad was then intentionally walked. Sadly, his hitting streak comes to a close as he went 0-4 here today, his 14-gamer said and done. But then Noelbert Romero, a fielder's choice, ground ball to 3rd. Martinez broke for the plate. Third baseman Paulino gloved, threw home, was right on target. Martinez was a dead duck. And Roberto Mexicano dropped the baseball. It popped out of his glove. And Martinez slid across home and scored the winning run. And the Shorebirds mobbed Noelbert Romero reluctantly. But he was the hero as the Shorebirds walked it off 4-3. Your final line score in this one for Salem. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. Delmarva, 4 runs, 11 hits, and no errors themselves. For Salem, they ended up stranding 8 on, Delmarva strand 6. The two teams combined to go a staggering 2-for-20 with runners in scoring position here tonight. Started this one at 6:37, finished at 9:13. Time of game, 2 hours and 36 minutes in front of 5,689. Sold out Purdue Stadium here on Monday night, Independence Day, July the 4th. From Salisbury, Maryland. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 23-52 overall. They are 2-8 here in the second half. They are now 12-21 here at home, and they snap their 7-game losing streak. Salem, they fall to 40-36 in the season, 5-5 in the second half. They are now 18-19 on the road, and they have lost back-to-back games after losing yesterday in Lynchburg. Go ahead and take a look at the scoreboards from the people and places that you care about. First, Carolina League. Fredericksburg with their 8th consecutive win, 6-2 over Lynchburg. down east in Fayetteville, going to the bottom of the ninth. Fayetteville trailing the Wood Ducks 9-1. Myrtle Beach and Columbia just got started after a rain delay. It's 2-1 Pelicans in the bottom of the third. Kannapolis trailing Carolina 4-3 in the bottom of the seventh. And Augusta and Charleston, oh my goodness, the River Dogs with a 10-run seventh have come back from a 7-1 deficit to lead it 11-7 in the top of the eighth, but Augusta threatening with the bases loaded and two outs. Birdland scores for you. The Orioles, much like the Shorebirds here today, walk it off in a strange way. Adley Rutschman, a game-tying RBI double in the last of the ninth with two outs, and then the Orioles walk it off in the tenth as Jorge Mateo, hit on the knee by a pitch with the bases loaded, wins it for the Orioles as they improve to 37-44 on the season. Around the rest of Birdland, Aberdeen, a 3-1 win over Brooklyn in Brooklyn. Gregory Vasquez, his fifth save of the season. Norfolk down by Jacksonville, 1-0 the final score as Logan Gillespie gets walked off on for the Tides. And Bowie, they also lose 1-0 as Ryan Watson pitched well for Bay Sox, but not well enough as Bowie shut out 1-0. Those are all the scores from people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Or actually, it won't be tomorrow, it'll be Wednesday. Shorebirds have an off day tomorrow. Off day Tuesday, because they played here today on Monday. So when we see you next on Wednesday, 7:05 first pitch against Salem, it'll be Connor Grady on the mound for the Shorebirds, 3-5 with a 6.51 ERA against Rady Sena on the mound for Salem. Sena 0-0 with a 1.98 ERA. First pitch, 7:05. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 6:50. How about wrapping up for tonight's broadcast? As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's broadcast and making us a part of your Independence Day, July 4th festivities. Big thanks to everybody here at Purdue Stadium, the fans, employees, game day workers, everybody who helped put on this amazing show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. One final time, your final score tonight in 10 innings. Delmarva Shorebirds walk it off in the Salem Red Sox 4-3. No Albert Romero, the reluctant hero on a fielder's choice. Roberto Martinez slides across home plate to score, beating the tag. The baseball is dropped at home, and the Shorebirds walk it off 4-3 and snap their 7-game losing streak. Hope you have a good Tuesday when we talk to you next on Wednesday. Until then, I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.